Hi, welcome to another episode of Lessons for My Kids. Today we're talking again about scammers. We've talked about this before. They used to come through email quite a bit. They're coming through texts. Now they're starting to call us even more than they have ever before. And so how do we really notice if they are a scammer? And how do we deal with it so that we don't get taken for hundreds or thousands of dollars? The Federal Trade Commission put out some new warnings recently about scams, and they actually were talking about how phone calls were coming in to people. And it said over the last 5 years, the median loss per call was $3,000 in 2019. It's risen to $7,000 per call in 2024. By the time you listen to this, it could be more than that. So what we look at is what are they doing to try and entice people into giving up their hard-earned money and getting you to feel emotional and have this sense of urgency that you need to hurry up and do this. Well, it's very similar to what you see in emails. It's very similar in what you see in texts. They are impersonating people. They may be, in this case, the Federal Trade Commission said they're impersonating government employees and trying to get people to feel that they are going to be legally obligated to doing something, or they are being told, if you don't do this, we'll put you in jail, or you'll have to go in front of court. And most people are afraid of that. And really, when the scammers are doing this, more than likely, you don't have any issue with a court of law or any type of a legal entity. So these are things to keep in mind when you are being called by these scammers. And so here are the things that they're doing and how you can avoid it. So first off, the scammers, they're just like the phishing emails we've talked about. They are using real people, real names, so that if you go to look them up on a government website, you may actually find them. You may find that name. But in the emails, it's a spoofed address, meaning that they're masking their real address with this real name, but it's not really that person coming to you. The same thing can be done with phone calls. They could be masking their true identity with the name of a government employee, so it looks legitimate, but it really isn't. So why have these been successful? Well, because people feel that they're being called by, say, the IRS. They're being called by some government agency, or they're being called by a sheriff's department, some type of a real government employee, which adds legitimacy in some people's minds that these are scams. But once they trick you into believing that they are who they say they are, they can get you to transfer money through a variety of ways. Now, one thing that the Federal Trade Commission points out, which I think is vital to keep in mind, is if somebody's asking you to go to a Bitcoin ATM or telling you to buy gift cards or telling you, you know, we need you to send X number of dollars and then we'll give you a refund for the difference. Anything that sounds out of place probably is. There have been reports of people being told they need to buy gold bars or withdraw cash and take it to someone in person. If it's not a government entity, they're not going to meet you outside of a government building. Well, first off, before we even get that far, most government people are not going to call you. You will get a registered letter in the mail. You will get some type of a government agency to come to your door if that really were the case. But really, for the most part, you are not going to be called by any government agency. They just don't do it. They would send you a registered letter stating, here are some issues that we need to resolve. And you just wouldn't get it. So how do you stay safe from all of this? First and most important thing, according to this article, is if you have any sneaking suspicion that you may be interacting with a scammer, either on the phone or online, stay level-headed. Scammers and cyber criminals, they both want to instill a sense of urgency to get you to go along with their scheme. If you stay calm and don't let your emotions get the best of you, in other words, if somebody calls you from the IRS and all of a sudden you get fearful, they know they got you because they know that you are going to be afraid of whatever story they've concocted. They may say, oh, if you don't pay, you know, all this money, you're going to go to jail. And by the way, we need it in Bitcoin or in gift cards. And while some of you may laugh, there are people who believe that if that's what they need to do in order to stay out of jail or to you know, deal with taxes, maybe you were late once and they're playing on that fear. Maybe you've never been late and you don't want to ever be late on your tax payments, but they're playing on that fear. So they get you to do things that you're not supposed to or wouldn't want to do in a normal situation. But again, the IRS probably wouldn't call you anyway. So when it comes to these scams, avoid clicking on any links, downloading any attachments sent from people you don't know. They could be phishing websites designed to steal your information. They could include malware, which can infect your computers, your phones. So you need to be wary about these messages. And if it's somebody you haven't spoken to in a long time, it could also be somebody coming back to you trying to or using your friendship. It could be somebody masking as one of your old friends. And it's a scary thing because it might look legitimate. I think I've shared with you before, I actually take emails and click forward and then look at the addresses. Most of the time it will reveal that it's not a legitimate person or a company or a government agency. And then I just delete it or I report it to the FTC or to various entities about phishing. Facebook has its own email address you can forward things to. The U.S. government has a phishing email address you can send things to, and they'll look into it. But again, don't click anything. Don't call the phone numbers that are attached to these. And definitely don't download any attachments because they can be problematic for you. And these phone numbers that they're putting into their phishing emails, they're hoping that you'll call them back, because if you see that phone number and you feel like, oh, well, that must be legitimate, when you call it, you're just calling right into the scammer's phone database. They could act as though they are the IRS or FTC or any other entity, when really they're not. So think about what's happening when you're getting these calls. Is there a sense of urgency? Is there a link that they ask you to click on? Is there something they tell you to download so that they can take control of your computer? Is there a demand for something like a Bitcoin or cash or gift cards? These are all red flags that really should tell you this is a scam. We should not fall for it and either hang up or, if you want to, play along, knowing that you're not going to be conned out of your money. Some of this information came from an article that I found saying the FTC just issued warnings over this scam stealing thousands from Americans and how to stay safe. And that was found on MSN.com. I thank you for listening. And please, if you think it's a scam, it probably is. Please be careful. Don't answer those phone calls that you think are scams. Don't fall for those things. Don't click anything. Don't bring any money to somebody If it's too good to be true, you can ask somebody who's trusted. You could ask the police. Police departments have a lot of people who are trained in this area. If it's a government entity, I would look up their phone number and call them directly, not through their link in an email, not by any phone number sent to you in text. I would find the actual government entity and call them and ask them. And they're pretty upfront. They know what's happening. They can also give you some good advice. With that, please be safe. To my kids, I love you. I hope that this never happens to you. And to all of you, thank you again for listening.